Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we will be going over the Bahrain Grand Prix. This race this weekend was exciting in comparison to last week, and we saw Papaya dominance. Piastri took pole, podium was Piastri in first, Russell in second, with Norris with an amazing comeback in third. And Russell just always just seems to be there taking another podium. So now we can look at the constructors. McLaren has a healthy lead over Mercedes. Third is Red Bull, fourth Ferrari. Haas is sitting in fifth. Congratulations, Haas. With the World Driver Championship, Norris is ahead of Piastri. Norris is leading. Verstappen in third, Russell fourth, and Leclerc in fifth, but quite a bit down. Driver of the day was Hamilton, which we thought was a little odd. We also would like to congratulate Pierre Gasly on his seventh place finish in the Grand Prix and bringing Alpine their first points of the season. Okay, so we're going to look back onto free practice one. Norris came out on top. We had six reserve drivers in for Ferrari, Red Bull, Mercedes, Aston Martin, Haas, and Williams. So Sainz, Bearman, Alonso, Russell, Verstappen, and Leclerc did not partake in FP1. Just some notes from FP1. Antonelli lost power. He had a water pressure issue. We had a momentary moment where Stake was 1-2. Albon ended up taking. He got fined for unnecessary impeding. There was a close call between Albon and Browning. Browning was in for Sainz, where Albon blocked him on track. Later on, Albon also had an incident with Yuki in the pit lane. Yuki overtook him in the pit lane and was warned. We saw Lawson coming ahead of Hajar, which we thought would help Lawson's confidence. Piastri seemed to be struggling a little bit, was going a bit wide, struggling with grip, and only went P10. And we saw Alpine with P2 and P7. So in FP2, Piastri took the top spot, fastest lap. We also saw the sun was setting, so it was a little cooler, which was more indicative of the race because it was a night race. Alonso had problems with his steering wheel switching off, and it actually at one point came off. FIA did get involved. Aston Martin formed a human wall of mechanics to block off view of the car when his car came in. FIA got involved because there was some mention, like, did he take a steering wheel off while driving? Nothing came of it. Hamilton had a new floor in FP2. And no one was within half a second of the McLarens. But Norris was in second, Piastri was in first, but it is also hard to tell in free practice, like, was McLaren running with lower fuel loads? Did they have higher engine modes? Like, none of this we could tell. Russell's helmet was lifting off on the street, so he needed a helmet modification. Verstappen was complaining about his brakes. At one point, he was saying, this is pointless, I have zero grip. And because there was a lot of plates with brakes, we're like, is this going to be indicative of a two-stop race? And then Hajar was the fastest Red Bull. We saw Hajar finishing sixth, Verstappen seventh, Lawson 12th, and Yuki was down in 18th. And FP3, we saw Piastri and Norris again taking 1-2, even though we did see teams delaying coming out on track in FP3 because really the track conditions are not going to be similar to qualifiers of the race. Bearman was struggling a bit with grip in FP3. Verstappen was sliding, had to abort a lap halfway through the session. We still have yet to see Russell come out. We had a virtual safety car out. Hulkenberg stopped at turn 8. His car stalled. They were able to wheel it off track. Green flag came back out. Russell finally came out and just came out, locked up in turn 1. There was a bit of a tussle between Russell and Lawson. Russell seemed to squeeze past Lawson, which we'd like to point out is allowed in practice. You are allowed to fight for track position. Lawson was not happy, but he did end up getting his position back. And track limits were an issue. Lots of drivers seemed to be running wide. Lots of laps were being deleted. And like, if you're on softs, you may only get that one flying lap out of your tires. So track limits could be an issue. We see Leclerc losing a wing mirror. Russell brought out a brief yellow flag when he lost his rear on turn 10 and spun out. He stopped out of the spin facing in the wrong direction on the track, but was able to turn around. Behrman ran wide, Norris ran wide and had to abandon a lap. We have Tsunoda running wide and ruined his flying lap. And we have Hajar finishing ahead of Lawson again. And both Racing Bulls out-qualified your Red Bulls. So we had Hajar finishing ahead of Max, P7 and P8, and Lawson, P13 and Yuki, P19. So Q1, we have Norris topping Q1. It was Hülkenberg's 15-year anniversary. We had Stroll with a lap time deleted due to track limit infringement, wasting his set of soft tires. We had Mercedes and Ocon leaving it really, really late to get out. We had Verstappen running wide, bails on a lap, and goes into the pits without setting a time, complaining that there was something wrong with the car. We saw Yuki losing his lap time running wide. We do want to point out there was really strong tailwinds, which was affecting the cars and not helping with their braking points. We had Norris topping Piastri. With only 4 minutes left, the two Red Bulls had yet to set time. And basically, we're going to have to come out and do one lap wonders. Dohin, congratulations, was in fifth. And we had Albon improved to make it out of the bottom five, but Hülkenberg came out on a very, very, very late run and dropped him back into the bottom five. And then Lawson had a DRS malfunction on his last flying lap. His DRS closed and it cost him time and he dropped into the bottom five too. So out in Q1, we have Albon, Lawson, Bortoleto, Stroll, and Behrman. Behrman in 20th. Into Q2, we have Piastri coming in on top with Norris and Gasly in second and third. Red flag, Ocon on exit of turn three, crashed into the barriers. This affected anyone out on the flying laps. There was 11 minutes remaining and no times on the board. With 8 minutes to go, Yuki was still in the pits. We did have a pit lane incident with Mercedes, Antonelli, and Russell. There was an investigation after session. They were noted to failing to follow the race director's instructions. They left the garage before the resumption time was announced after the red flag. Verstappen had to abort a lap. He had no time going into his final lap. With 5 minutes, Yuki's still not out. Neither Red Bull has set a time. Hamilton had to abort a lap because of a lockup. And we had five drivers with no lap time yet. And then for the first time this season, we had both Red Bulls going into Q3. So both the Red Bulls came out and set times that qualified them for Q3. And we originally had, it was Doan, Hajar, Hülkenberg, Alonso, and Ocon. But it took 40 minutes for the call to come in, and Hülkenberg had his lap time deleted. So this was really upsetting because Albon should have been in Q2, and who knows what would have happened, but he went out in Q1 because of that last late lap by Hülkenberg that ended up getting deleted. So now the order of out in Q2 is Doan, Hajar, Alonso, Ocon, and then we have Albon sitting ahead of Hülkenberg in 16 now. But that's just upsetting because we could have seen Albon in Q2. So into Q3, we see Piastri taking pole. It looked like Yuki had more pace than Verstappen, who was having brake issues. We saw Hamilton and Antonelli both with times being deleted. And then we see, after the final laps, we have Piastri, Russell, Leclerc, Antonelli, Gasly, Norris down in sixth. Verstappen, Sainz, Hamilton, and Yuki. But we see Mercedes, Russell, and Antonelli both receive one-place grid penalties for Sunday's race because of that incident after the red flag in Q2. So this was a little, we saw Norris had issues. Norris qualifying in sixth is a bit shocking. Verstappen down in seventh. So into the Grand Prix on Sunday. So the start, Russell looked to lock up a bit and almost hits Piastri. Norris had an amazing start. By turn one, he went from sixth to third. And Piastri, who had a fantastic race, we felt his start wasn't overly impressive, but was good enough. So Norris then is noted for a false start. We see Max calling him out because he is over the white line in the start box. So Norris receives a 5-second penalty for being out of position on the grid. By lap 10, Piastri looks like he's struggling a little bit. Lap 11, Norris serves that 5-second penalty and goes back out on a medium tire, but he's dropped to 14th. Okay, so then we have Max. Max and Yuki. This was a little upsetting. Max had a 6.2-second pit stop. There seemed to be a light malfunction during their pit stops, and this was just craziness. Like, it affected his race. He finished P6, and there was some talk later on the internet, which we find interesting, that Max does have a performance clause in his contract. So if at any time he drops below third in the driver's championship, he can activate these clauses. But really, where's he going to go this season? Where's he going? So, but that is something just to kind of keep. There was quite a bit of online talk about that. It's kind of something just to watch. Lap 15, we have Ferraris in a 1-2. There was a bit of talk over the radio. Would they try to do a one stop to keep the lead? Red Bull did not appear to be strong this race at all. By lap 15, Norris, after serving his penalty, was only 5 seconds behind Piastri. Lap 18, the Ferraris did end up pitting. So we're back to our 1-2-3, Piastri, Russell, Norris. We do want to note too, at the beginning of the race, Norris overtook Hamilton and had to give the spot back and then got his spot back again. We have Bearman being noted for an unsafe release. Hajar and Antonelli are shown flags for exceeding track limits. So now this is it. By lap 25, we have a double Ferrari overtake in the lap. It was pretty amazing. Leclerc overtook Norris. Hamilton overtook Antonelli. By lap 31, there was contact between Sainz and Yuki. Yuki caused the collision. And then we have Stroll and Lawson making minor contact. So now we have a safety car out in lap 33, suspected for the debris between Yuki and Sainz. So now Piastri is losing his 7-second lead. Cars go in. We see cars going in. The safety car allowed like Piastri, Russell, Leclerc, Norris, and Hamilton all to get a pit stop in to change their tires. And now we have a safety car ending. We have a safety car restart. Will Piastri survive the safety car restart? And we have Piastri keeps his lead, but Norris does fall behind Hamilton after an initial good getaway, but he is able to retake his position. This is where Norris had to give back the position. So he dropped down to fifth, had to get behind Lewis, but he does get a spot back. And then during this battle, Piastri seems to build pace on Russell. So we see Piastri just pulling ahead out on his own, just floating ahead. Lap 38, Norris DRS over Hamilton, and now he's hunting down Leclerc. We see Lawson getting a 5-second penalty for his contract with Stroll. And lap 43, we want to say, like, wow, Haas is looking strong. We have Ocon up in 8th, Bearman's in 11th, and we'd like to point out that Bearman was 20th at the start of this race. By lap 43, had made his way up to 11th. Sainz gets a 10-second penalty but for forcing Antonelli off the track during the safety car restart. And again, Alpine, 0 points up to the start of this race. And both drivers are looking like they could be pushing to be in the points. There was some talk by around lap 46 that Russell looked like he was struggling a bit. If Norris was able to get past Leclerc, he could put a push on Russell. Norris attempting to get past Leclerc, but locked up in turn one. By lap 46, Sainz had to retire his car. We saw Antonelli and Doohan receiving 5-second penalties for exceeding track limits. Lap 49, Norris's attempt to overtake Leclerc. He had to go off track. Was he forced off? We don't think so. He did claim that he wasn't given racing space on the outside. Then we have a big fight for P10, Albon, Antonelli, and Bearman. We see Russell losing his dashboard. And at 1.2, it was hilarious. Like, Russell's sitting in second place and his transponder gone. Like, literally had him floating in the middle of the ocean. He was down in P20. From P2 to P20, he just was off the board. Russell was nowhere to be found. Had him all over the place. And he was having an issue with his dashboard. He was having an issue with his DRS. Then there was an incident between Lawson and Hulkenberg. By lap 52... we see Norris moving up to 3rd. He got Leclerc on turn 4, and then he began hunting down Russell. So then this penalty, there's this talk of Russell's been noted for a DRS infringement. So his DRS went on when he was not in the DRS zone. It flickered on and then went off right away. In his post-race interview, Russell spoke and said that he meant to hit his radio button, but it turned on his DRS. He was having dashboard issues. So, you know, Russell ran a great race. So to see him lose his P2 by receiving just say a 5-second penalty would have been like, this was truly an accident. He was having issues with his dashboard. We see Norris receiving his final 3rd track limits warning. So if he exceeds track limits again, he's going to take time 2nd penalties. We now see Bearman, who had an amazing race, move up into 10th from 20th. We saw Lawson getting another 10-second penalty, this time for causing a collision with Hulkenberg, which will drop him from P13 to P17 or P18. So we see Russell, Leclerc, and Norris all with suspected DRS issues. Norris was told only to use it if they knew he had it 100%. So that's telling us that there was, across different teams, there was a issue with DRS and dashboards. Doohan was handed another 5-second penalty at the end of the race for exceeding track limits. And it was quite an exciting race. So Hulkenberg, after the race as well, was disqualified from the Grand Prix for skid block breach. He had excessive skid block wear. So that's our recap. It was an exciting race. We see Piastri kind of off on his own, doing his own thing. We see his teammate battling to hold off the Ferraris. We saw a battle, Norris going from 6th to 3rd to get podium. He's been on podium and points for every race this season. We saw Bearman with a standout race. We saw Alpine getting the first points of the season, and it was just quite a lot more excitement than we saw last week. So we're in Saudi Arabia next week, so please join us next Monday as we give you our rundown of the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. And that's it. Thank you for joining us today at Beyond the Paddock.